Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Getting to know 36-year-old CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie, Joo Won Han. He's apparently the man who was involved in some great apps here in Singapore and created multi-million dollar apps before the age of 30. Wow, that's really impressive. Okay, Joo Won Han. Tell us more about Smart Walkie Talkie. In 2015, apparently you saw an opportunity in the enterprise tech space to enable the next wave of infocom tech to reach mobile workers. So that's using 2G, 3G wireless networks so that a boss can be in touch with all his workers and create private channels as well. Share with us what Smart Walkie Talkie works and how it leverages on an earlier app that you came up with, VoicePing.
Yeah, so we started the company in 2015 and it's called Smart Walkie Private Limited, so a very literal name. And what it is a Android smartphone that it's ruggedized. It looks like a smartphone, but it also functions like a walkie-talkie through the use of an application. So your listeners might be familiar with WhatsApp and WeChat. They have a voice message. So ours work the same way, just that you don't have to press play. If I send you a voice message, it comes out instantly like a live radio. You just hear it. And if you are using one of our hardware, you can just push a dedicated button and you can reply instantly. There's no need to unlock your phone. There's no need to press any on-screen button. So it's a lot more tactile. Yeah, and a lot faster and more convenient.
Okay, and how does it link to VoicePing, which I understand came up with?
So we started with an app only, and the app was called VoicePing.
Which you could download on any phone, Android
and iPhone.
iPhone, okay.
Yeah, but along the way, when we did trials, we discovered that, actually, the required solution is a lot bigger than just an application.
Oh.
Yeah. At the start, we went to a company and we told them, okay, so you guys want to buy it, right? So we're going to give you a trial. So here are 20 accounts for you to log in. And they called the next day and said, we can't do this.
Because they didn't have the phones?
Because the workers didn't have, some have phones, some don't have smartphones, some don't have internet plans.
Which begs the question, which industries would need this? These are rugged industries.
So we service more of non-desk workers, so they're usually not like office workers.
They're field workers.
Yeah, we call them field workers. F-I-E-L-D, not F-E-W, right? So there are actually a lot of them.
Yes.
And they could be drivers of logistic companies, they could be security guards. They could be housekeepers and even nurses and doctors as well. They're not blue-collar workers, but they just don't have a desk to work with and they usually don't use a laptop, they use a smart device.
When did you see the need for a gap in the market for such a service?
Yeah, so my first foray into this telecommunications is that we initially started as a partnership with Singtel to sell a US-based walkie-talkie app because there was a requirement from a customer. So we started as a reseller, but as we're implementing it, we kind of started to get feedback that it wasn't very good. So being the engineers that we were, we decided to, let's do it ourselves, let's try. And it took us a couple of tries, but eventually we did. And that's when we came up with the name VoicePing, and we had a little website going, a bit of search marketing. And I remember one day I got a call from one of the bigger hotels in Singapore, and I was like, there must be something here, because usually when you put out a website, nobody cares, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the next day, we got like another logistics company calling us. So I was like, there's something here. So I started to dig deeper, and I kind of found out, actually the need for instant voice communication, especially if it's in a group, for this type of workers, is actually quite broad-based.
Wow. So I understand that with VoicePing, you can put VoicePing on smartphones and then they can work nationwide?
Actually, you can even go to the space station, if the space station has internet, which it does. Yeah, because it works on internet. So as long, we have some customers where they have SIM cards that are roaming and they communicate between Malaysia and Singapore, because some of them have production in JB or Batam.
Joo Won Han is who I'm getting to know. He's just 36, CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie, which leverages off Singapore's first walkie-talkie app, VoicePing, which he developed. I understand you created a multi-million dollar app before the age of 30. Which one was that?
This is my second company. The first company is called 2359 Media. So we did a lot of applications in Singapore. We did the first government iPhone app in 2009, I think. It's been some time, so about 10 years ago. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, we even did apps for SPH as well.
Just tremendous. And what got you into this app space to begin with?
It was just pure interest. I needed to do a final year project in NUS, my final year of engineering, and I decided to do an indoor positioning application. So I did that for my final year project, but the use case was a shopping mall application where you can look up stores, look up their phone numbers, you know, find what restaurants you want to eat at. instead of walking to a directory, it's on your phone. So that got quite popular.
And what was that called?
SGMOS.
And was that acquired?
Yes, that was the one that was bought by Singtel and revamped in 2014, I think.
Okay, so you've created more than one multi-million dollar app?
Yeah.
He's so humble. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's work, right? So SGMOS is like my first app, but the rest we do for consulting projects.
Okay.
As part of 2359 Media. And VoicePing is another one of my apps.
So okay, so here's
that is
a question.
The one that we are focusing
here's
on.
A question that many listeners might be thinking. I'm sitting across the CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie, with you've created an app and also the hardware that houses this, and you're giving this out to companies with a lot of field workers. Why wouldn't they just use a walkie talkie?
Traditionally, walkie talkies have a range limitation, so you can't go very far. There is something called an island-wide walkie-talkie, but those are not smart. So companies tend to want to embark on their mobility strategy or digitalization strategy. So a lot of companies are building, acquiring enterprise applications for their field workers. Mm. So something like a delivery order or inspection checklist. So all these are usually Android or, well, more commonly Android applications. So they need an Android platform to run it. And that's where the smart walkie-talkie comes into play. We give them the device so that it's standardized and, of course, the communication that goes with it.
And how clear is the communication? We know walkie-talkies, you know, fade in, fade out. The audio is sort of, you know, rugged, shall we say.
So because it's based on internet, as long as your connection is acceptable, you can get it quite clearly.
Comparable to sort of a WhatsApp call?
Yeah. So the same quality and speed.
He's Chu Wenhan, just 36, and CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie. Give me an idea of the companies that are using this.
SPH?
No, why haven't I got one?
Yeah, because I think it was the security guards that are using it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and we started with hotels, so hotels have a lot of staff. They use it as a hotel-wide staff communication. So between the front office to the housekeepers, to the engineering department. Logistic companies is very popular as well as a command and control. So from the office to the drivers who are up somewhere.
Does nothing like this exist on the market?
It does. So our customers usually either use phone calls or they use the island-wide system. But they usually upgrade to us for the need to install applications.
Right, because you can install your own business apps on the smart walkie-talkie.
Yep.
Tell me about the smart features. Before we left off for the break, you said companies can load apps on this walkie-talkie.
Let me share an interesting story. So recently, we had quite a few customers asking to digitize their delivery orders. Right, so delivery orders are papers that, you know, when somebody delivers something, you sign it as a customer and it gets brought back to the office. So the challenge was that it takes time for the person to get back to the office because they have to do their rounds. I mean, you don't want them to come back after each delivery, right? So it might take a day or two. So they want a digital version, and every company's delivery order is slightly different, right? Because different products, different delivery order. So they want a digital version of that. And the reason is, if I get my delivery order earlier, I can invoice the customer earlier, and therefore I get paid earlier.
Wow.
Yeah. It's you know, when I went from my app consulting company to this, I was like, this is technically so simple to build because it's just a form, right? It could be just a paper to a form. And I think the opportunity for companies that has not digitized is that once they digitize, the return on investment is very high, right? Because, of course, everybody wants to get paid earlier. You don't have to worry about missing paper or missing delivery orders.
Are there other problems that Smart Walkie Talkie solves for the corporations that use it?
Yeah, so on the Smart Walkie Talkies, there's a location feature. Another thing could be if the customer is on the phone calling, where is your person because I'm waiting for you? You don't have to ask the driver where they are. Just go and look at where they are and then tell the customer, he'll be there soon. Just give him 10 more minutes, right? And you can close that issue on the phone call itself. If you didn't have the location tracking feature, you would need to call the driver, then you need to call the customer back. It just takes too long. So these are just the slight improvements that can be made that actually brings a lot of ROI for companies.
And improves efficiency as well.
Yeah, and makes everyone able to go home earlier.
And get paid earlier. Chu Wenhan is my guest and influence. I'm Michelle Martin, sitting across the CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie. Walkie. He's created multiple million-dollar apps before his third decade of life. He founded TAGXE.com. Taxi.com?
Yeah, that was really early, 2007.
Taxi, huh? Yeah. You couldn't find Taxi.com, right? It was taken.
Yeah, it was definitely taken.
Okay, well, congratulations on Smart Walkie Talkie. But tell me, how are tech advancements sort of like pushing what you can do with Smart Walkie Talkie?
Like, for example, the next one could be video, right? You could link up your dash cam to the walkie talkie. And at least from the office point of view, you can see how your drivers are doing. There's a lot that you can do right now.
So you'll be able to push this through the app because your apps are loaded on this, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could even know, is the guy driving? Maybe if he's driving, it might make sense that he's not replying you, or maybe the phone has not been moved for some time, so he might have left it in the car while he went to the restroom.
It's not limited, like a lot of hardware is limited, because like our smartphones, you can push improvements to it.
Yes.
So you have 250 companies, Singtel, Cisco, Shangri-La, you just informed me, SBH as well, who are using Smart Walkie Talkie. Tell us some of the benefits that you've heard.
It's more of a, for the few workers, it's more of a standardization of communication platform between the office and the few workers. So the office people can use our desktop version and they can type, whereas the few workers can reply back using their voice because typing is not so convenient for them. Yeah, and it's just a smoother communication.
You're really young, just 36, and you've had created multiple apps, multiple startups.
I only had one job, so.
You only had one job?
Yeah, making apps.
Being a boss, your own boss.
Well, it's making apps for 10 years, so.
That's great, yeah. Huh? You picked a good job, I would say.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time to
start. Tell me about your thinking process of how you decide. Yes, this is the app that the world needs right now.
So SG Malls, the shopping mall application, was more of a personal desire. I was lost in VivoCity because of the curves, and I just couldn't understand how the mall worked. So I was like, I'm gonna build an app for that. That took off because I think it was useful. It directly replaced the physical directory that people had to walk to. So after that, I kept thinking of, what can replace a physical thing? So the smart walkie-talkie was like, this can replace the old walkie-talkies. Yeah, so it was always a better version of something else before
that. Can
you
create an app so we can find our cars in malls?
Do you already have it?
Well, no, you have to go to the hardware in malls and then locate your car. Right?
Yeah. It can be done.
Thank you. I'll take 25% of that. Joo Won Han is CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie. What are your company's future plans?
This year, the plan is to replicate our model in Indonesia. So we have quite a bit of stuff in Indonesia, and it is Southeast Asia's largest market, and the number of few workers there is significantly higher than Singapore because of their manufacturing and their mining. Plan is to start a company there and replicate the same model over there.
What do you say to app developers who would like to scale up or grow their business?
I think it depends on what stage they are in, right? So super apps like Grab and Foodpanda are at a different stage versus hobbies, they are at a different stage. But I think the overarching thing is, put a few versions out there and test and see if it works, and then press the accelerator hardest on the one that works.
Great advice. Yeah. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Michelle.
He's Joo Won Han, CEO and founder of Smart Walkie Talkie. This has been Influence with me, Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.